Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my writers are on fire over at InfoWars.com right now. Ron Paul unleashes the truth on Newt. False rumor that the Straits of Hormuz was closed sends oil prices skyrocketing. Now, the Iranians are threatening to close it. Can you imagine if they actually do? What's going to happen? Sheriff Department sponsors secret meeting on small government terrorist. You want smaller government, you're a terrorist. The government's got an army of immigrants. I think the government's their friend that'll vote for anything they say. Man, we're in trouble, folks. The globalists know what they're doing. Sheriff's Department sponsors secret meeting of small government terrorists. Amazing. Obama wants Iran to return down drone. U.S. Special Forces mass on Syrian border. The real unemployment rate near 20%. InfoWars Nightly News. No mandatory mental health screening for children. Article by Ron Paul. SOPA is unconstitutional to criminalize the Internet. Modeled on China, and that's what the Weekly Standard and others are reporting. That's all coming up. And I will interview what's probably, well, undoubtedly, the most powerful Ron Paul interview I've ever done. I had to do it taped today because he's so busy. I did it right before I finished it up before the show aired live today. And so I've got that crunched down into an MP3 to get out to everybody you know once we launch it, and articles that are coming out at 1:30 Central today, or about an hour and a half from now. And we're also going to air it with the audio and the video here. So coming up, it was amazing. He talked about false flag terror, shipping the guns into Mexico. He talked about, he just opened up on Obama. And he also got into how he can win. He got into the NDAA being martial law. It's all there. I mean, it's big. And so we got two Drudge links today. Russian drones watching people. And we've also got this report here that I'm going to get to after we take some calls, dealing with all this Internet censorship, the incredible admissions of it, and also unauthorized Verizon emergency alert causes panic in New Jersey. And that's only part of it. It's just going to get crazier from here on out. Wow. You got the Catholic bishops coming out and basically saying there is no such thing as a migrant, no such thing as an immigrant. Open all borders to 6,700,000,000 people. I mean, it's incredible. The U.S. has the most lenient immigration policies in the world. And the criminals that run the government have done everything they can to turn the immigrants against this country and to brainwash them and turn them into political tools. And now that's happened. And we're going to fall like the Roman Empire because of it. God help this country. God help this country. Where it's going. Because the globalists know how to use divide and conquer. That's what they did on Libya. We've got to rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution across racial, religious grounds. And we've got to get into liberty. It's our only hope. Freedom is what gives our children a future. Freedom is what gives us dignity. Freedom. And Mexico is a completely failed state. We talk about Mexico all day because 81% of the immigrants in this country are from Mexico. Mexico is a failed narco-terror state allied with Wall Street that's helped enslave that country, and they're now going to do the same thing here. And it's the same thing. They're going to jack up the taxes. Socialism is going to be brought in, just like a Latin American country or an African country or a country in Eastern Europe. And there's going to be no voting against the immigrants, period, tend to vote from all over the world. Even when they come from Eastern Europe and communism and hate it, pretty soon the handouts get them to vote for it. And they're going to vote the Second Amendment away, folks. Going to happen. We're very close to it now. And there'll be a civil war, which is what the government wants anyways. It'll be the UN plan, of course, the North American Union is get rid of all the sovereignty of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, merge the militaries in a quasi-agreement, and then have enclaves. French Canada, Latin American Southwest. It's a real shame. And that's where it's going. And that's the plan. The globalists want to break this country up.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finishing up with that news report where the Catholic Church says no one's an illegal, legalize everybody. And you got Newt Gingrich supporting it, the big mega banks, the Fortune 500. The whole system supports it. Why? Because it will drive down the wages, it will implode the United States. The globalists want to use low wages and economic tyranny, in their own words, their own post-industrial system, to destroy any middle class. That's what I want. I want everybody to be prosperous and a strong middle class for every race, color, and creed. I know what comes around goes around. I want to develop civilization. I want humanity to work together. But the globalists are in control, only a few thousand of them, because they know how to play different groups off against each other. And you look at Eric Holder last year saying he wants the UN to oversee U.S. elections. The UN runs mass murder all over the world. They line up Latin Americans and Africans and shoot them. Even the New York Times admits to take their property. They inject people all over the world with sterilants and cancer viruses on record. And you tell that to one of these La Reconquista people, and they just go, shut up, imperialist pig. I've been at events here in Austin and in New York. We know who you are. And it'll be like, you know, rich Hispanic and white kids kind of swaggering around, trust fund kids going, shut up, fascist pig. And I'm like, but it's a eugenics program. They're killing everyone. It's soft kill weapons. You know, you need to be against it. Shut up, pig racist. I'm like, oh, you don't want to hear about the UN plan to cut off the food and actually kill the brown people. No, it's just about hating American liberty. It's like, let's get the gringo, burn the Constitution. It's a psychological warfare program. And only by being aware of it can you stop it. Now, here's the news recap before I get to your calls and then the other news. Iran Army declines comment on Member of Parliament Hormuz exercise remarks. They said they may shut down the Strait of Hormuz in a drill. That caused the oil prices to explode. That article's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Squeezed Britons avoid hotels and car trips, Reuters reports, because they're bankrupt and have no money, which is the globalist plan. You're like, they're destroying the economy. Don't they know when you raise taxes, it slows the economy? They know that. They know carbon taxes in California is going to shut things down faster. That's the plan. They want you poor, getting a tiny government handout, thinking that that's freedom. Russian protesters have encountered surveillance UAV drones. Steve Watson's article breaks it down. And, of course, our media is like the incredible police state of Russia. Meanwhile, they have actual predator drones over U.S. cities and giant tethered blimps. Now, that's the report at Infowars.com. Also, unannounced Verizon emergency alert causes panic. I will get to that at the start of the next hour. I'm going to go to calls right now. 17 signs that the European financial system is heading for an implosion of historic proportions. Continuing with some of the other news we've got here. They're announcing a new H1N1. Oh, a new deadly that a child got, H1N2. And so they're getting that hype already. I'll cover that at the start of the next hour. I promise I'm going to get to all of this. That's just some of the news that we've got here. But some good news as well. Fort Lauderdale, CBS Miami, in the wake of most countries in Europe vowing to stop full body scanners at airports because it's killing tourism, the Broward County Commission is looking into banning the scanners from Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. And the feds have said, well, we'll just embargo all flights into your thing. Call their bluff. See, while we're all talking about rights according to our skin color or rights according to where we live or whatever, we're all being enslaved and microwaved and our children's genitals grabbed. The ban would be put in place until the scanners have scientifically been proven safe. And, of course, they block that information, the fact that it's dangerous. Okay. Then I'll get into the incredible. Incredible isn't even the word. It's happening. MPAA head Chris Dodd on online censorship bill. Weekly Standard News. China's the model. They say this is Chinese-style takeover, selective shutdown of free speech. Google chairman says online piracy bill would criminalize the Internet. That's The Hill. Here's another one. Washington Post. Internet kill switch. Overkill on Internet privacy. Here's another one. Internet privacy bill. A free speech kill switch. Another Hill article. I mean, there's hundreds of these. This is what it does. I told you their plan. They added an international treaty years ago to do this. You see, they were going to cover up Fast and Furious. The Internet and alternative news got the documents that came out in court cases and forced the mainstream media to cover it. They can't continue to operate if we've got the Internet. Do you understand that, folks? So they're going to selectively start shutting everybody down. And they admit it, and the Pentagon runs it. The Pentagon runs the new rural affairs system over all the states. The TSA is announcing and doing highway checkpoints. Ron Paul, coming up, taped the interview before the show, said the NDAA is martial law and that Eric Holder, what he's done, is criminal. Of course it is. And he can get away with it now. They've dropped the investigation, basically, in Congress and said it's up to Obama now. He's been caught perjuring himself. He's been caught shipping the guns into Mexico. And the memos are public. They were going to blame the Second Amendment. And they just sit there and get away with it. Why? Because the Republican leadership is involved as well. Pre-Obama, they were shipping guns into Mexico to knock off cartels. And, you know, there's always truth to globalist lies. They do something and then blame it on somebody else. When people in Latin America wonder why they're so enslaved, it is, to a great extent, the United States that did it. But it's the bankers running us that did it. And now they're doing the same thing to us. The Mennonites are supplying half the food in places like Paraguay. There's only 60, 70, 80,000 of them. It's only 40,000 adults. The UN is moving to shut them down and not let them farm. So people will die. and they're using race because the Mennonites stay in their own group to keep their religion. I mean, when they're in Germany, they don't breed with other Germans. When they're in Russia and there's German communities next door, they're on the frontier. When they're in the U.S., they don't intermarry people with German surnames because it's an anti-Baptist group. They're using race there, and they're probably going to shut them down in Paraguay. Get out, Whitey. Okay, goodbye, we're gone. Half the food gone. Tens of millions of people, half the food produced by 40,000 adults. Goodbye, bye-bye, gringo. The U.N. knows just how to operate. Here come the Mennonites down the road. They throw a hand grenade in. Blow the whiteys up. And it's trendy and liberal because the U.N. does it. The U.N. wants all those people starving to death. You see, you got to figure out how this works. My dad was just down there at a soccer game. He was down there helping poor kids. But they took him to a soccer game, and it got through the media said a hand grenade. My dad was so close, he saw it. It was a stick of dynamite. My dad knows he grew up on a ranch blowing stumps up with dynamite. It was dynamite. He was about 60 yards away. Guy threw a stick of dynamite in the crowd, blew up the umpire and one other person. Mennonites go down the road with their milk and food they produced to sell at absolute lowest prices, blow them up, boom, dead. That's where America's going. All right, I'm done ranting. I apologize. Let's talk to Carl in Oregon. You're on the air.
Alexander Emmerich Jones.
Carl, hey, buddy.
Carl Leon Beardsley, your InfoWarrior, reporting in as ordered, sir.
Good to have you here.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the kind email. I got the email from you a few days ago welcoming me to the Prison Planet family.
You bet, sir. Thank you for the support. We couldn't do it without you.
Thank you. I just want to run down about three or four things really quick because time is very short. I just wanted to say hello to Eugene and Betty Jean Martinez down in California. They're the ones that got me involved in the program to help support this mission. So I wanted to say hey and thanks and God bless to them and happy holidays. Did you know that Michael Jackson, when he did his This Is It world tour, just before the start of that, he was warning the people about 2012?
I knew that he was making anti-establishment comments and things, but I never really followed up on it, and I get a lot of emails about that. What do you know about it?
Well, he said, I was looking on YouTube, because YouTube has, you know, thousands of things that are in there. They're quite fascinating. And in his warning, he says, we have less than, this is like in 2008, 2009, we have less than 3 years to do something about this, about what's going on in the world, worrying about the New World Order and so on and so forth, or it's going to be irreversible, it's going to be too late.
You know, I need to look that up because I get emails about that all the time, but you say you heard it. Very interesting. No, I didn't really follow that up.
Right. Now, two more items really quick, Alex, and I'll let you get going.
Yeah, go ahead.
By surprise, I went to the mailbox yesterday, and I did receive a cost of living increase from Social Security.
Wow, they said they were freezing the COLA still.
Right. I got them both yesterday. I got a $46 increase for January 2012. So I think what's going on is they know that there's going to be a devaluation of the currency quite greatly. So I think that the reason why they're sending them is because we're going to go into a hyperinflation for sure.
I've got a big stack of news today, mainstream basically saying that's the case. Good to hear from you. Great points. Ted in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Alex, Ted, I just wanted to say I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I find it very interesting. I have one question. You're talking about the oil being shut down in Iran. Most of that oil goes to Europe, doesn't actually affect the United States.
Exactly, which the globalists want to implode Europe first. Yes, now you get it.
Refineries here in the United States, we make about, what, 4 to 5 billion gallons or billion barrels, I was just looking at the list, every day. And most of that is shipped out. So why don't we just...
Are you sure? I think you're talking about million, because the U.S. uses 25 million barrels a day last time I checked, and I think exports about 10 million barrels.
I just went through the list on all the 200 refineries. Most of them are owned by foreign countries, and that oil is processed here in the United States and goes elsewhere. We don't get to touch it.
No, I know. But if you go down to South Texas, you watch the barges leaving with the refined oil, now gasoline. Our natural gas is exported too, but I mean, the issue here is, I'm just telling you, the United States uses 25 million barrels a day. Guys, pull it up. But I mean, what's your final point?
More. And we sell it out, but we do not tax it. We tax it as if it was consumed here in the United States. Why don't we go and tax the exported oil as an export, not as a U.S. Produced product. Then
well, you don't usually want to tax your exports, but I hear you.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
When the going gets tough, the tough gear up at OpticsPlanet.com, the premier online retailer of military, hunting, and tactical gear, featuring over 100,000 unique products from top brands and live product experts to answer all of your questions. For a limited time, Optics Planet is offering a special discount to GCN listeners. Just use the coupon code GCN to save 5% on most purchases now through December 23rd. That's coupon code GCN at OpticsPlanet.com or call 800-332-OPTICS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Okay, we are back, and I want to continue with your phone calls. I did pull up the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. The guy was talking about billions, and I think he may have read that wrong. The United States level is 21 million barrels a day. My numbers, it's been as high as 25 million barrels, but the economy's shut down. Who knows? And a total of approximately 51.2 billion in sour crude. I got to read all these numbers. You know, I'll have to read this later. The USPR is the largest emergency supply in the world with a current capacity of 727 million barrels. So that's the strategic reserve. The current inventory is displayed by the SPR's website. As of May 31st, 2001, the current inventory was 726 million barrels. That allows them to manipulate the oil price. It's not really for our security. That equates to 34 days of oil at current daily U.S. consumption level of 21 million barrels a day. That was my point, is they're not exporting billions of barrels a day because the entire reserve, 726 million. At recent market prices, $65 a barrel, the SRP holds 334.3 billion in sweet crude. That may be the number he was reading. And approximately 51.2 billion in sour crude. That's where he got the 50 billion number, is how much it's worth. Okay, so there we go. I was correct. All right, let's go ahead and talk to. I wasn't like, I'm correct. Look, I showed you I'm correct. I'm into checking myself constantly because I get things wrong. But let's go ahead and talk to John in Louisiana. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
A few things. I just want to say that's great that you interviewed Ron Paul. I'm a huge supporter of Ron Paul. And my aunt knows him personally in Lake Jackson, and has said that man is one of the most honest constitutional statesmen that there is.
No, he's Dudley Do Right with 170 IQ.
Oh, yeah. He's a great American. And he is the only choice that we have. And that's basically it.
He's so real. He's so good. And it just shows you how wicked our so-called media is. They're a bunch of hijacked, lying brainwashers desperately trying to keep the American people under their control.
Exactly.
The fact that they sit there and do the things they do to him just shows what trash they are.
I mean, it's just blatant. It's just if you're open and you can see what's going on, it's just blatant.
The globalist ace in the hole is to have 30 to 50 million illegals here who we can't communicate with and who can't wake up to liberty, who think the government's their friend, to checkmate America ever kicking the globalist out. Instead of all of us just discovering liberty, legalizing freedom, and the whole world can move towards liberty. Instead, we're moving towards World War III.
Oh, definitely. And I sent, about the NDAA bill, I sent David Vitter an email, and right before he was supposed to vote. And I also called his office and talked to his stooge aide, who just basically didn't say anything about what David Vitter was going to do and just said he would pass along the message. Well, after the vote, I got an email from David Vitter. I don't know if this is just automatic response they give through emails or whatever, but it was basically some tripe about how they were supposed to fight the war on terror. And
That's all they ever do is Ron Paul won't get rid of our liberties and have a war on our freedom. He's the enemy. Thanks, John. Janice in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I have a little bad news just quick. Last week, they passed a bill like suspending the rules or whatever, where it's passed with unanimous consent with no debate. And it gives... Okay, it's H.R. 2405, and it reauthorizes the 2004 Project BioShield, 2006 All Health Preparedness. Gene Green, one of the authors of the bill, goes into this whole spiel about that Galveston lab and says, it's the only lab in the United States owned by a university because it's owned by UP.
Yeah, it's a level 4 bioweapons lab in a level 2 level. And that means stuff that will kill everybody. 98% of people that are exposed to it, or 99, totally weaponized, deadly stuff like Ebola, you name it. And it's in a level 2 bio system on a coastline ravaged by hurricanes. It's totally insane. And they're building them all over the country so they can develop new vaccines to try to force on us. What else you want to tell us, Janice?
Well, can you look at this H.R. 2405? Because it gives more money to that lab and gives more power and money to the evil Sebelius and more vaccine stockpiling they kept talking about.
Oh, yeah, no. The government pays the companies to produce the weapons to soft kill us. I mean, it's a global takeover.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Sky is gray. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm only after the truth. I'm only after anthropology, sociology, archaeology, psychology. I study what it is to be human. I study history. I learn more and more by the day. And I realize the globalists understand how humans operate. They make their study of that. And they treat us like animals. They treat us like people in an artificial environment. In fact, I'm going to do a film review of The Island, a movie that came out 5 or 6 years ago. So I was watching it on the treadmill jogging this morning. And just the archetype or the metaphor of the people in this artificial city believing there's been a plague that killed everybody outside the city and that the police states to keep them safe. And really, they're just clones to provide organs to their wealthy counterparts on the outside. And they talk about eugenics. I need to find out the author of the book that that's based on. And if they're alive, try to interview them, because that's really the establishment telling you what they know. And a lot of times I've learned with Hollywood, they're actually against what's happening. There's a new movie out that I'd forgotten that I'm in that I haven't had a chance to watch it all yet. But it's got Demi Moore and a whole bunch of other big stars in it. And it's just now coming out in select art house theaters. It's kind of in that phase. But it's a big movie. It won the Sundance Film Award. for best screenplay. And they're back there. They told me about it yesterday. I'd forgotten that I shot the video and audio for it a year ago and just kind of blew it off because I'm always moving forward. And then I started getting emails pouring in yesterday going, I just saw this at the movie theater. You're in this movie. You're like all over it. And they're back there watching it right now. And they're just completely blown away by the fact that, I mean, I'm just all over it. And people are like, wow, this is positive. There's all these anti-New World Order, anti-gun control rants in it. Well, I'm going to do a review of it the next few days, and I'll just leave it at that. But something we need to discuss. Now, at the start of the next hour, for those of you that are holding, coming up in about 25 minutes, I'm going to get to you. I'm going to go to Matt, Bruno, Lyndon, Otter, Mike, and others that are patiently holding, and we will get to all of you and get your breakdown of what you want to say. And then I'm going to get into all the internet censorship being openly announced now. They're trying to pass legislation to do it. We got the huge Ron Paul interview coming up. But I wanted to get Piers Corbyn on. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. But then I want to get more into this whole how they want to play us all off against each other. Black, white, native groups, old, young, and they use the same tactics to get us to kill each other. You know, what happened to the Native Americans was wrong. What happened to blacks was wrong. What happened to white slaves in Rome was wrong. And it's time for us to treat every human with the same dignity and the same admiration for the human spirit, to realize that the collectivists are actually hyping up multiculturalism and the rest of it to get us fighting with each other and in each other's throats. So I'm going to speak more to that coming up. Now, Piers Corbyn has been called by Associated Press and even Fox News as one of the top long-term weather forecasters in the world. He can do it a year out. And I remember 2 years ago on this show, said you're going to have a very wet winter and Texas is going to have flooding. We were in the middle of a drought then. It was flooding, the lakes filled back up, and then the drought came back in. He said, you'll have a drought again. We had him on a year ago. And he does it as the ancients did. They don't know exactly why it works this way, but the moon blocking the sun and its solar winds, a lot of factors go into it. And he's with WeatherAction.com. He's a meteorologist and an astrophysicist, studies, of course, how the heavens have an effect on the earth, a consultant and owner of Weather Action, who makes weather forecasts up to a year in advance. Corbyn is well known for his opposition to the idea of anthropogenic global warming. And he just has, I've seen some statistics of about, what is it, an 87% accuracy rate in long-term forecasting when others in long-term forecasting have no accuracy to speak of. And so he breaks down the fact that they use limited models for how they claim the weather works, ignoring the sun, the moon, solar radiation, which they now admit the ionizing stuff coming in is the main driver. Of course, any plant knows, if it had a brain, it's the sun. Piers Corbyn, great to have you here with us. Break down. Great to have you. You're going to have the floor here in a moment. I appreciate you joining us. Break down from your research how things are really working versus what they teach. And then we're honored to have you. Give us your long-term and short-term forecast, sir.
Okay. Well, the important thing about what we say is, first of all, as far as CO2 is concerned, to get that out of the window, it's no evidence whatsoever that CO2 controls weather or climate. If anything, world temperatures drive carbon dioxide levels on average because that's driven by the sea. So when it gets warmer, CO2 comes out of the sea because it doesn't dissolve so well. Right. Now, as far as what we do, we find that it's the charged particles from the sun ejected by the sun, hitting Earth and affecting the ionosphere and all levels of the ionosphere, which change climate and weather. Now, these are modulated by magnetic connections, whether they're good or bad, which goes into magnetic cycles, and the stratospheric winds above the at upper levels of the atmosphere, and the moon, which interrupts the solar wind in various ways. So by understanding these processes in a kind of best we can, we can work out when in the past there'll be similar total forcing situations for the Earth weather as there will be sometime in the future. And we can use that, whether in the past, to predict the future.
Now, as you said in previous longer interviews, the ancients in every culture, whether it was Mesoamerica or the Babylonians, they knew the sun and moon affected it.
They certainly knew a lot of things. I did, yes.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't know why. They just knew that it had an effect. But I saw the UN at Copenhagen, as you know, 2 years ago, pass a resolution saying the sun does not affect our climate. That's like saying water doesn't affect fish, correct?
Correct. Yes, well, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, man can pass laws about what man does, but man cannot pass laws about nature. I mean, that is insanity. It's delusional nonsense. And, well, the CO2 warming is a religious sect, really. And what we've seen in Durban is just the last gasp of a religious sect who are desperate to predict anything, claim everything that happens is theirs in order to protect their gravy train.
Yeah, they're like the preacher that said, the preacher 6 months ago that said Jesus was coming and then he didn't, so he backed it down the road. I mean, really, it's the same silly witch doctoring that we see from, and of course, I'm a Christian. I'm just saying, people coming out saying they know all this stuff and they're 100, you know, Al Gore, we'd all be underwater by now. It's incredible.
Yeah, I did. Well, you see, does Al Gore believe it? I mean, he's calling on the third world to not develop or to develop in his own way with low carbon footprint, as he calls it, which is cost three times as much. Now, if Al Gore believed this, he would reduce his own carbon footprint, but he's got the carbon footprint, which is the envy of probably 90% of people in America. Namely, they'd like to have, you know, as many cars as he's got and as many house dogs as he's got, all producing CO2. So he's total hypocrisy, and furthermore, he's got a house near the sea, so obviously he doesn't believe it's going to be a great flood soon. At all. It's just nonsense, lies, deceit, and in the end, theft from the vast bulk of the population.
And by the way, that's not our opinion. We have the emails. It's all come out now. But shifting gears out of that to real science, and again, the media's an analysis. We've shown the articles in the past. They're on your website. You see the past forecast. You've been stunningly accurate. So I'm going to be a little bit selfish here. Can you give me the North American prognosis, sir?
Well, we will do some more. We had a number of statements we made back in October, which have been turning out right, actually, but for some parts of Europe, it's going to be going wrong. So we've been revising those forecasts, and in a week or so, I'll be glad to come back and give you a much fuller one for the USA and South Canada. The interesting thing is there's going to be a lot of wild fluctuations this winter. They're not going to be uniformly cold, but there will be some very heavy snow bouts, and I'd like to, give you the right timing of those. So if you have me on in a week or two, we'll give you all we know, but we are checking.
Sure, I understand you're crunching the latest numbers, but, I mean, specifically, generally for North America, what, I mean, I know you don't want to give your full forecast before it's ready, but
Well, there's going to be some very, very severe bouts of snow in the northeast at times. That is true, with thunder snow as well. And we've got some provisional ideas of when, but it's best to come back with,
But I noticed six, 8 months ago, you did predict early snow and
Oh, we did.
And it was record early for Colorado and other states.
No, that's right. No, we were very pleased with that. But especially if I come back to you on the detail. Because what happened in Europe was very interesting. We expected, we had a mild start to November, which happened. We expected it to cool down quite rapidly to an exceptionally cold December. Now, it didn't cool down like we thought. So then we looked carefully at the options in the past and found that rather than the ones where the moon was more important, we should look at the ones where stratospheric winds are more important, because there is choices about the past. So we changed to that set of options. And that says that December in Britain and in West Europe will be cold, pretty cold and snowy until near the end. But not exceptionally cold. So, we've changed the forecast, and what we've said now, the revised forecast is working out superbly, and there is a lot of snow in the north parts, and it's rain in the southwest England, which is what we said. And we're also, interestingly, predicting a very mild spell right at the end of the month, when the low press is just sweeping in, making it very mild in Europe. Now, that may be accompanied by very cold and very snowy in northeast USA. But before saying that, for sure, we want to check a few things.
Generally, well, then obviously we'll get you on in a week or two. Should I get you on later next week or early in the next week to make sure that you've got it all ready?
Later next week will be good.
Okay, well, then I'll ask Jaron, the producer, to. How about we set you up for next Friday, sir?
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Okay, well, since you say you're not quite ready with the forecast, the next 6 months into the next year, which I totally understand because you're actually doing real science, not just making stuff up like Al Gore. Generally, looking at the world and the Enviro cult that's actually a cover for the eugenics cult, Lord Monckton and others point out that they admit in their internal documents that are public, they want to reduce population. They want to cut off. They want to cut off the third world's energy, but then they always lecture everyone that we've got to get these carbon deals to help the third world when it's really a death sentence, and that really the mainline liberals aren't liberals at all. They are a bunch of green fascist anti-humans.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes, I've been to meetings where, you know, they sort of forgotten we were there, and they suddenly start talking about reducing world population. And then they say, you know, the world has to go down by one third or a half, but it only has to be 25% in the United Kingdom, they say. Now, how they're going to achieve this, I've no idea.
Yeah, well, my point is, and I see the same thing in England and Europe, they say the carbon people are like, have open borders, have, you know, to the third world, be loving to them. And I'm like, how about you not shoot them up with deadly vaccines and that you've been caught spiking, and how about you don't cut their power off and their development?
Yes, that's right. I mean, you know, I support the electrification of Africa, and if that requires coal-fired power stations, which are the cheapest, then that's what should be done. Of course, you can remove the smoke, so they're not polluting in the true sense. But the extra carbon dioxide they produce would be good for agriculture in Africa anyway.
Yeah, generally looking at the Earth, because I know you're an astrophysicist, so you can speak to space weather, not just Earth weather. This is always intriguing. I get Lord Monckton on. I even watch Discovery Channel pieces. I've read some of the literature from the universities of carbon dioxide hundreds of times higher. And just in the last million years or so, I've seen numbers of 14 times higher and things like that.
That's true.
So here's my question. If it's so low, a trace gas that all plants need to live, part of the carbon cycle, and if it's 0.390, sometimes measured 0.360, and they want to lower it, such a trace gas, and from what I've read, the Earth is in a carbon dioxide low level. This phenomenon in Earth history, what's going on?
Well, what we have now is the most efficient plant that we've ever had. I mean, I don't know if you're aware, but evolutionary speaking, there's two types of photosynthesis, and there's a second more efficient type around now. So there's type 1 plant and type 2 plant working in parallel. And I think the main reason for the low levels now, as there was one time about 300 million years ago in the past, is these very efficient plants. The last time it was as low as this for any length of time was 300 million years ago. I don't know if that marked the advent of type 2 photosynthesis or what. There were then fluctuations. I'm looking at the graph now, and it went up by about a factor of 5 or 10 for a while, and then came down again to current levels. Extra CO2 is no danger. It's a good thing.
Well, but sir, let me stop you. Obviously, plants put off more oxygen. Humans and animals are healthier, we know, in a higher oxygen level. Plants, I've read, can't deal with as much stress. They believe the desertification of many areas of Sahara has actually been because of lower CO2. So obviously, you're on the same page. To me, it looks like a danger of not having enough CO2, and then we bleed out like Mars.
Well, that's true. Mars 1 and Mars are probably to do with other things, but CO2 levels, if they go very low, much lower than they are now, it means some plants wouldn't survive. Now, You see, there's certain, and I would say, mad scientists, and that is the right word, in the delusional CO2 warmers camp, who want to develop microbes which would remove CO2. Now, from the atmosphere. Now, if these microbes are more efficient than photosynthesis, then they would reduce the levels of CO2 in the world, and the consequences would be that all plant life would die. And if that happened, we would die too.
Yeah, I saw that. They're developing these. They could release them and kill the planet.
They are insane and dangerous, these people. And quite frankly, they should be locked up or set to do some useful work, such as coal mining in Africa, to help electrify Africa.
I know. We're trying to empower Latin America, Africa, Asia. I want people to live and be wealthy. And then the fake liberals call us racist when they want to kill these brown people deader than a hammer.
I think I should tell you a few things about general pictures of the future and more extreme events and so on. I mean, the first thing to know about our forecast is that when we have a big extreme event, we normally also predict some event on the sun, and you can see this.
Tell you what, stay there. You've done that accurately. Yeah, final segment, Piers, stay there. WeatherAction.com, incredible scientists, incredible information, and yes, they're already testing microbes that destroy carbon dioxide. Get rid of it. Folks, they want to kill the planet. These people are psychopathic demons from hell.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
To this world we're born. To this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
We are on a planet orbiting a giant star who has mass coronal ejections of flame thousands of times bigger than our planet. We are bathed in its radiation and its storms. The moon blocks that radiation many times. The UN says it has no effect on us. Really, the Earth's tilt away from the sun is what controls our seasons. This is how dumb they think you are. If you give the globalist a ride, my sweet darling, we will die. There is a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Now, we're going back to our guest, Piers Corbin. We're almost out of time. He's graciously going to come back on next Friday or next Thursday with us when he's got the full computerized report broken down. But finishing up the point about events here will be seen as events on the sun. Piers Corbin, go ahead.
Hello, yes. Well, yeah, the point I wanted to make is that with our process, you can see events on the sun, which we predict, and then the consequential events on Earth. And if people go on our website and look at Weather Action News number 31, for example, it spells out there, is it just an example, 5th and 6th of November, we said there'd be a lot of events on the sun. I know there was a very big active solar region, number AR1339. We also predicted coinciding with that, or just following it, there would be that's a possible tornado event in southwest England, which are quite rare, and there was one. We also predicted a deep low crossing the USA, which it did. And we predicted there would be more earthquakes in that period, which there were. So you can see the chain of events, which of course actually exist in reality, whereas there's no CO2 explanation for any of these things. Now, you'll be interested to know what's going to happen in the next year or so. And in general terms, there will be more of these very extreme events because of the sun Earth magnetic state we're in. And then after that, in a couple of years, there'll probably be less of these very extreme events. But there'll be a general shift to more cooling in the northern hemisphere. The jet stream will come further south. So we'll have more of these very cold winters, heavy snow, and so on. And there'll be similar problems in the southern hemisphere.
Now, sir, you're fading off whenever you talk a little softer. You were saying because we're in a higher magnetic field. What were you saying a minute ago?
No, what we're in is a solar minimum and moving towards
less.
The maximum.
Okay.
Well, there'll actually be more activity. But the sun-Earth magnetic state is changing all the time. And we're now in a period for these, you know, a few years of these very extreme events.
Well, they say Texas is in a twice a century drought, and it's normally 9 years long. They say we're in the end of the eighth year. Is that all just poppycock? Or, I mean, that's what the old timers say, or is that based in reality?
Well, it might be true, but you mean, has it ever happened before? Well, of course it's happened before. All these things have happened before. So it will end in due course, and it's nothing to do with mankind. You see, when you see so many extreme things happening, which we can predict in detail, it's ridiculous to say, well, anything we can't predict must be done by CO2, just with more time. We actually can predict more things.
Wow. Well, we'll have to get that full report from you next Friday. Piers Corbin of WeatherAction.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And that guy is amazing, and his website is amazing. And he knows what's really going on. Amazing information. Okay. We're going to come back and go to your phone calls and cover other news ahead of the big Ron Paul interview. Most hardcore, best ever. Taped it right before the show. Don't forget, we've got something running up until the end of the year. And if you order by the 19th, it's guaranteed delivered to you before Christmas. The Alex Jones Everything Special, 18 DVDs at 70% off at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.